It's Wednesday, the 23rd of March, 8 a.m. It's a grey morning. Grey everywhere. But it's dry. And there's only a... No, I was going to say there's only a wee bit of breeze, but I can feel that occasionally it's gusting a bit stronger. But other than that, it's fine and dry. Just a greyness. Always nice to see the light in the sky, bright light, even if it's not sunshine. But on a positive, on the positive side, of course, if it's dry, it's fine. Yes, a big clumpy snowdrops, just looking over to them, below the apple tree. Don't sit under the apple tree. Yes, ah, great song. The apple tree. Where Flopsy, my youngest daughter's rabbit, is buried a number of years ago. Poor wee Flopsy. But anyway, so I'm just wondering if that's why the snowdrops grow so well in that spot. I didn't sleep too well last night. In fact, I didn't even bother to look at my Zoomio sleep app this morning. Didn't sleep too well. Climbing out the covers last night. Woke up in the middle of the night. Head obviously below the covers, the duvet. But the arms, shoulders and arms and top of the chest. Outstretched on along the pillow. Something wrong. I'm too hot. That was a big wood pigeons exiting the Leylandi tree. Must have been inside there. Maybe another pier nest in there. Yes, so my wife got up to go to the toilet. I followed her when she came back. But how can you follow her when she comes back? You know what I mean. Came back into bed and I said, it's hot. It's awfully hot. So she leant over and felt the radiator. And she said, well, the heating's off. Oh, it must be me then. There's something wrong. Too hot. And I got off to sleep again eventually. And then I woke again out of the pillow, out of the covers. Oh man, it's too hot. Something gone. I've picked up a bug, I've got something, there's something wrong. So I got up this morning at 7 a.m. and as soon as I got out of bed, I thought, yeah, something wrong. I'm still too hot, the room feels hot. Put my shirt on. And out into the hall to go to the toilet. And as I pass going to the toilet door, I pass the whole digital stat. So I had a kick at it. Yes, the heating was on all night and the house was at 19.5 degrees. That's the maximum temp I allow it to get to ever. My wife had put the heating on last evening rather than light the stove. She said, I'll put the heating on for an hour. It'll save us from, you know, lighting the stove. And that way it'll be set for tomorrow and blah, 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 blah. But problem is, she didn't put the heating back off again. And I don't bother to check because normally we don't put, since we've got the stove, we don't normally put the heating on at all neither. But, so that's the reason I was cooking during the night. Now, had that been me, I'd put the heating on, because I don't put the heating on. It saves me getting the blame of big gas bills or the heating being left on. Had that been me, there'd been some moaning this morning about that heating running all night when we were in bed, and no wonder we were too warm in bed last night. But because it's my wife's mistake, and I don't moan or whinge on about things like that, because these things happen, I just simply said, well, it's done, you know. And she quickly passed over the whole issue and went on with her morning business. So, thankfully, there was nothing wrong with me other than the normal what's wrong with me. And I wasn't going down with something, thank the Lord. We usually get up in the morning in the house, well, depending on the time of year and the weather outside, but it's usually anywhere between 14, 16 degrees, usually 14, 15 degrees tomorrow. We're quite happy with that. You harden yourself off to cooler temperatures, you know, so. And the idea of the stove was to just heat the room we sit in the evening, and the rest of the house can, well, you don't spend that much time, and if you're in a kitchen, it's usually warmer anyway, with kettles and toasters and all that kind of stuff. And we like going to a cold bed at night. Colder the better, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, no matter. That's morning, Mrs. Blackbird. Are you gathering more material? Are you feathering your nest like politicians? Oh, sorry, didn't mean to say that. Stop there. So, I'm actually feeling okay this morning. Although I didn't get an awful lot of decent sleep. I'm tired, yes, I'm tired, but I don't feel too bad. I have to take the plasters off my big toe this morning. I've had them double plastered up, surround plastering. Sounds like something you get done on your walls there. Surround plastered to keep the nail in place and since my wee incident. So this morning I'll change the plasters and have a wee kick at the damage. Don't want to lose my nail. I know it'll regrow, but still don't want to lose my big toenail. Anyway, we'll see what happens. What's up, missus? Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat? She's heading for the back doorstep, would you believe that as I say that? I'll get you something, just be patient. She's what she like. She's just a bit down everything, a bit jumping on my shoulder and pecking my ear. Would you do that? She's about 2 feet from me looking up. Oh, this is crazy. Anyway. I'll get you something. Fresh air. Cool fresh air. Normally I'd be stepping out and saying it's quite cool this morning. But actually I'm rather enjoying this. House is too warm. 19.5 degrees. Too warm for us, man. We get 19.5 degrees outside. That's pretty good, man. Pretty good. I remember a couple of years ago, I made a promise, an open promise, that is, that if my pond got to 20 degrees, that I would get my trunks on, or I might even go skinny dipping, and swim in the pond. Swim with the fishes, be dead. I'd swim in the pond. It's never gotten to 20 degrees. It didn't that summer. Actually, that was 3 years ago. It didn't that summer, and it hasn't since. Now, although the air temperature may have went above 20 degrees, it's an 1800 gallon pond, and water circulation cools things down. So, never built enough heat to get the pond to 20 degrees, and that's just terrible. Because years ago it would have been 20 degrees, no problem. So will I ever swim with the fishes? Well, I suppose one day I will. Oh God, no. That means, doesn't that mean being anchored with concrete and chains and thrown into the sea? Yeah, well, in that case I don't want to swim with fishes, are I?